The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. This is the season of Epiphany, where we want to be light to the world so that people will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Taking a look at our bulletin, I'll be using that with some illustrations in my sermon. My sermon today is for any of you here who are hurting, and life has really been a bummer. And when Jesus talked in Luke about those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who are weeping, to you I would like to say, trust God. Understand that that is the congregation Jesus was speaking to in the Lucan text. That early church was a poor church. A church was being persecuted. A church that felt excluded. I don't know if you noticed when we read, "Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you." That was the church that the Lucan Christians were experiencing. They tended to be Jewish, and the Jewish people were rejecting them, excluding them. Therefore, our message during this season of Epiphany is to be an inclusive church, to let everybody know you're included, you're wanted, we need you, no matter what you're experiencing in life. In your Taking Faith Home, would you look at that with me? And this week, if you're having a caring conversation with your family, and you've read this Lucan text, and you will discuss in your home, a small group, or just a personal reflection, the third dot in the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus describes those who are experiencing difficulties as people. But he also says they're blessed. The question is, how can this be? If you're going through a difficult time right now, how can you feel blessed? Well, if you were in the text in the Old Testament, you would maybe feel like a shrub. You didn't notice what it was read from Jeremiah? "Those who do not trust in the Lord, they will be like a shrub in the desert." Look at the front of your bulletin. You ever try to find a shrub on the internet? I couldn't find a shrub. I could find all kind of trees. The tree is on the left. The shrub is on the right. And today I want you to know the body of Christ is made up of trees and shrubs. People who are experiencing all what they consider to be the good things in life. And people who are experiencing the things that are not so good in life. But we're all together. We're in the same bucket. And in the Old Testament, you get the feeling if you're experiencing bad things, you're a wicked, bad person, you're a shrub. And if you're experiencing good things, you're blessed, you're a tree. Jesus is speaking against that kind of thinking. Jesus is saying in his kingdom, we're all together. The poor, the sad, the hungry, the rich, the well-fed, those who can laugh and enjoy. You just got to be able to discern who you're with and where you are. And if you don't have a hope of a resurrection, this will be a very desolate place to be. If you believe all there is to life is what you experience, I'm 70. What I experience in my 70 years, I'm a miserable person. Because there's more to life for me. I believe that Jesus died and rose again. And because of that, he will someday resurrect my body. And so I will someday reach the potential that I often fail to reach here on earth. And in our Corinthian text, we see the sad news that there were early Christian believers who denied a resurrection. And if there's no future beyond what we have here, it's kind of a difficult way to live one's life. That's why Jesus told those people, he called them blessed who were struggling with life, that they should rejoice. Your reward is great in heaven. For some of us, there might be times when all we can think about is, Jesus, this would be a good time to take me to heaven. What are those kind of times? You ever lose your job, feel poor? You know, sometimes I think it's good for a person to lose their job. It makes them trust in God. I lost a job. I got fired from a job once. And whenever I get a telemarketing call, I have a real soft spot in my heart for telemarketers. Because when I lost my job, the only place I could find work in Madison, Wisconsin, was at the university doing telemarketing calls. I know what you feel like when you get those calls. And I know what it's like to be the guy making the call. And so when I get a call like that, sometimes I just buy what they're selling because I want them to have a little bit of joy in a very sad, desperate place. And if God has blessed you in the sense of giving you the capacity and you've used your own skills and made good choices, you have a good job. You have a good life. Be thankful. But our text today from Luke reminds us to care for those who are not in that shape. Luke is tending to shock persons with wealth into repentance and sharing their goods with others. Luke is trying to shock people who have all kinds of food to care about those who have none. Luke is trying to shock people who have good health and their life is going well as far as their family and nobody has died recently, to realize that people die. People get sick. The body of Christ is a place to be there for those people. In fact, in a way that is hard for us sometimes to understand, there can be a blessing in those dark places. Perhaps the blessing is what Paul wrote in Philippians, the front of your bulletin. You're a well-rounded people. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I have learned that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So wherever you are today, wherever your experiences are, if you can't give thanks and know that Christ has led you to that place, think about it. Realize your blessings and the good things that have come to you come because God loves and cares for you and provides a community that will do the same. And as a part of that community, let us bless others. Let us do what we have received from God. The love and the care, the food, whatever we have has come from God. not our own ability. Paul learned that. I want to learn that. I hope we all will learn and confess that. Amen.